In Britain, Brian Leveson, the judge who has spent 8 months probing tabloid news excesses, has just issued his suggestions for reining in Britain's sometimes rambunctious press. Prime Minister David Cameron ordered the wide-ranging inquiry in the wake of revelations of illegal phone hacking at the Murdoch-owned News of the World and other newspapers. The victims included actors Hugh Grant and Sienna Miller, as well as the parents of a murdered teenager and other crime victims. Journalist Vicky Barker joins us from London. Hey, Vicky.
Hey.
Long-awaited announcement, it sounds like. Set the scene for us.
Well, Lord Justice Leveson didn't just hear from the victims of illegal phone hacking and other privacy invasions. He also looked into allegations that some journalists paid police officers for scoops and that the relationships between journalists, police, and politicians got a little too cozy for the good of British democracy. In other words, not one but three institutions may have been undermined by some shady dealings on the part of some papers. Now, the question he was asked to answer is, does Britain need unprecedented laws to stop these abuses, or can the press continue to regulate itself? You can probably guess what the journalists want, but a number of politicians from all three main parties also oppose any new regulation of newspapers.
Any regulation of newspapers, that's something that would just send chills into journalists in the United States. I mean, what did you hear from him? Did he just say it got so bad this had to be done?
I have to say the report itself is 2,000 pages long. But in a statement a little while ago, Lord Leveson was, I'd call it forensically scathing about the British press, saying too many papers had ridden roughshod over the moral and ethical codes devised by the industry itself.
This has damaged the public interest, caused real hardship, and, on occasion, wreaked havoc in the lives of innocent people.
Wreaked havoc into the lives of innocent people. So Vicky, what is Leveson proposing here?
Well, he said there should be a law to underpin a new system of regulation, and he urged the press to come up with their suggestions for that. But he repeatedly insisted this would not amount to government control of the press. There would be a contract between the press and this new totally independent watchdog, but a contract with enforcement powers. Not his job, he said, but Parliament's.
The ball moves back into the politicians' court. They must now decide who guards the guardians.
Leveson said his admittedly limited inquiries had uncovered no evidence of widespread police corruption. He did say the relationship between politicians and the press has been far too close for decades and that needs to change.
We'll be watching reaction, obviously, to what happened today, but there are a lot of other strings to this whole scandal that are still ongoing.
Absolutely. I mean, including the whole question of criminal charges and the extent to which Rupert Murdoch's press organs were involved. And Leveson himself said his scope for calling witnesses was limited by the fact that many of the actors are the subjects of ongoing criminal investigations. British police are conducting three separate criminal investigations into possible illegal practices at these and other UK papers.
All right. Journalist Vicky Barker following the story for us in London. Vicky, thanks.
Thank you, David.